My question is for the leader of the government in the Senate, and it's another one of the series of questions that we've received from Canadians with the request that we ask it on their behalf. And this question arises, was received from Mr. Peter Whitaker, who's a Canada Post retiree from Orleans, Ontario, and he writes as a follow-up to the exchange that you and I had and the supplementary questions that Senator Cordy asked last week with respect to the government's plan with respect to target benefit plans. Mr. Whitaker's question is as follows, and I'll read it as he has submitted it. In the year 2000, the government granted the Canada Post Corporation the right to establish their own pension plan and provided the corporation pension plan, the CPC employee's share from the superannuation plan. This was after the federal government in 1999 took $30 billion from the superannuation pension plan surplus. The federal government guaranteed those pensions and benefits accrued by CPC employees up to the year 2000 and stated they could not be touched or changed. CPC and the federal government both guaranteed that any deficits in the pension plan would be made up by the corporation and their sole shareholder, the federal government. Virtually all CPC retirees were not informed or invited to participate in the consultation on the target benefit plan, even though we were on the ground with some connection to the field, either as participants or beneficiaries, contrary to the statement made by Senator Carignan. My question, that is Mr. Whitaker's question, is, will the federal government live up to their commitment and the precedent that was set in 2000 that if CPC employees' defined pensions and benefits are converted to a target benefit plan, will those employees' defined pension and benefits accrued up to the date of the conversion be guaranteed by the corporation and their sole shareholder, the Government of Canada?
Sénateur, comme vous savez, sur la question du régime de pension à prestations cible, c'est une option qui est nouvelle, qui est innovatrice, qui donne aux entreprises du secteur privé et aux sociétés d'État sous réglementation fédérale une troisième option de pension. Donc, les régimes à prestations cibles constitueraient un nouveau type de pension viable et souple qui permet d'ajuster les prestations et les cotisations en fonction de la situation financière du régime. Il offre aux participants et aux retraités une forte probabilité de sécurité des prestations et que les conditions, même si les conditions du marché soient favorables ou non. Et le cadre qui a été proposé permettrait la conversion en régime à prestations cibles sous réserve du consentement de toutes les parties. Et j'insiste, sous réserve du consentement de toutes les parties. Cette formule pourrait aussi être adoptée lors de la création de nouveaux régimes et contrairement à ce qui peut avoir été allégué ou sous-entendu dans les questions, les consultations pour ce régime cible ne visaient pas de modification au régime de retraite fédéraux du secteur public qui sont assujettis à leur propre loi. Donc, exemple, la loi sur la pension de la fonction publique, la loi sur la pension de retraite des forces canadiennes, la loi sur la pension de retraite de la gendarmerie royale. Le gouvernement a déjà pris des mesures pour que les régimes de retraite fédéraux du secteur public correspondent davantage à ceux offerts dans le cadre du secteur privé.
Thank you, Senator. Now, I understand that this is a third option, as you say, and you have, on the one hand, the defined benefit, on the other hand, you have the defined contribution, and in between you have this target benefit pension plan, which is a sort of a hybrid. I understand that. My question is, and the question that the people who are writing in and expressing these concerns, and I was listening to the translation, so I'd ask you to confirm what I understood you to say, and that is that no plan will be converted from a defined benefit plan to a target benefit pension plan without the consent of those participants in the plan. Is that what you said?
Oui, c'est ce que j'ai dit, que les cartes proposées permettent la conversion en régime à prestations cibles sous réserve du consentement de toutes les parties.
will be in the case of Canada Post or any other employer where there's a there will be there would be labor negotiations, there'd be a collective agreement in place if the government or the employer wished to change from one plan, one type of plan to the other, that would be done in the ordinary course of negotiations in a collective agreement. Is that correct?
C'est une, comme je l'ai dit, c'est une troisième option de système de pension qui est ouvert, qui rend possible. Et le cadre qui est proposé permet des conversions sous réserve du consentement des parties concernées.
Last week, my colleague Senator Cordy. I knew the government didn't like it, but I didn't realize that the translators were going to have the same problem. The bell rings for you, I guess. Last week, we were doing, in the course of our discussion on this, Senator Cordy followed up with some questions about the consultation process, and she was asking you who had been consulted and why certain other groups have not been consulted, and understandably you didn't then have information on hand as to what the consultation process was, although you assured us that it was a full and complete process. Mr. Whitaker says that in July he wrote to the Minister of State for Finance, Mr. Sorensen, detailing his grievances with what he calls, and these are Mr. Whitaker's words, a flawed and discriminatory consultative process. And the correspondence that it, from Mr. Whitaker to Mr. Sorensen said that while a few retiree groups and unions were informed and invited to the consultation process, and it's not clear how much it was informing and how much was inviting to consult, the vast majority of Crown Corporation employees and retirees were not even informed. That's Mr. Whitaker's position. And he says that he's had difficulty reaching the department. He's left voicemails, emails, no responses at all until 2 days before the consultation submission deadline. And then in September he wrote to Minister Sorensen again, and he stated that it's unjust for the government to proceed with drafting legislation based on a process that had excluded Crown Corporation retirees by not informing us or inviting us to participate in the consultation process. If they didn't consult retirees like Mr. Whitaker, retired employees of Canada Post, can the government leader in the Senate tell us today, as he could not last week, who was consulted in the course of this consultation process?
Sénateur, je pense que ce qui est important de retenir, c'est que le cadre qui est proposé permettrait la conversion de régime à prestation cible, comme j'ai dit, et sous réserve du consentement de toutes les parties. Donc, cette formule peut être adoptée lors de la création d'un nouveau régime de pension par les membres et les retraités. Et la structure de gouvernance conjointe qui est proposée tiendrait compte du partage des risques inhérents au régime à prestations cibles et assurerait une représentation efficace des employeurs, des participants et des retraités. Donc tout ça est prévu dans la structure de gouvernance.
Well, I understood the explanation before about what the plan was and that it provided, as you say, a third option. But the question, the concerns that these folks have, obviously is with respect to the imposition on them without consultation or an acceptable level of consultation of this third option. Now, you've assured us that no plans will be converted from one to the other, and nor will this be imposed on any group of employees other than through the normal courses of collective bargaining or outside of the collective bargaining process with the consent of the employees. So I will pass that answer on and those assurances on to Mr. Whitaker and his colleagues. Thank you.